Well, the main item is in our union contract, it requires us, or we're supposed to offer a VEBA plan. And so then we got our new rates. I have to say that the rates are good. We got a 2.5% increase, which is amongst the lowest of anybody. The city right now has a $100 deductible plan, and in your packet or in the agenda packet, it shows a single at $599. That went up from $584.50 to $599, and then the family was $1,639, and that went up to $1,680. We've got a double gold plan that has 12 singles on and 25 families. And when Steve and others have crunched a number, they said that there's about a $1,600 that just gets left on the table. And the people that are using it are just like the not having any bills or any paperwork. But in the end, it doesn't really make sense to have it. So I think we have to do a better job of educating those people that they'd be better off to go to another option. And then we have the minimum value plan that was implemented, and I believe there's, Steve, do you know that, I know we have one single, one family, and the family is
The two that were there, there are neither one of them. One of them is a Cobra employee that was here, that's retired. The other one is an employee who's left.
So there's zero on that?
The Cobra one, I'm not sure if he's passed his 18 months or not, the retiree.
So the last week I've been working with the co-op and Gene, is it
Tool?
And that's been kind of a frustrating experience. It seems like you just go around in a circle and around in a circle. And so I put this memo together, and Dennis and I met. I sought his advice, and he suggested that we look at what the utilities has done over there and see if we can't pattern ourselves after them. So that first green box there is what Wilmer Utilities has. And basically, they pay 100% of the premium for a single, and they fully fund the VEBA HSA deductible of $2,600. So in essence, it's a no-cost plan to a single. No deductible, no premium, no anything. And I just happened to talk to Steve Brizendine, and Steve said the school has the same thing. He has a family plan there, and they pay 100% of the premium, plus they fund the 1+1 for $6,200, Steve?
$6,300.
So it's not unusual, I guess, for some governments to do that. On the family side, the deductible would be $5,200 that they have. And basically what they have, the family premium is basically equal to the single premium. So $500 a month roughly matches, you see, the single premium there. That's the copay that the family has for insurance. Then they put $5,200 into a VEBA. And they also offer another family plan down below in that the first box, but that HSA $2,600 is really the same as the VEBA up above for a single. See, it doesn't change. But that family one down there, they pay 95%, or I should say $50 of the a month premium, and they pay the balance of the premium for the employee. And then they don't put anything in the HSA.
Can we back up and,
yep,
and explain the difference between VEBA and HSA? Because they're
the Wilmer Utilities has a VEBA plan and an HSA plan. And what the co-op has provided us is called a VEBA HSA plan. And so each employee can say, I want this to go into VEBA, this to go into HSA. So I mean, it gives them maximum flexibility. But there's some limitations for individuals what they can use the money for once it gets in those different plans.
Because HSA, it's you can use it for certain things, VEBA, certain things, and it stays. Just to explain what VEBA money can be used for, and HSA. money can be used for and what stays in there until you retire and
keep it.
I think both plans are, call it a savings account where you can use to pay medical expenses okay. in the future. I don't believe Aviva can be used to pay premium after you retire. So we have to educate our employees on what each plan does, and then they have to make a decision what benefits them the most.
Okay.
The city funds Vivas, city and employee can fund HSAs.
Meaning that they can put their own money into
yep.
it.
Mm-hmm. Above and beyond. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Viva plan cannot be used for premium once they decide to retire prior to 65.
Yeah.
HSA can.
Yeah.
They can use that money
for
to pay
a
premium.
Lot of, it's more flexible, put it that way. Mm-hmm. It's been a little difficult, and a lot of the cities are like the county here. Now the school had this county has a broker. Other cities have brokers. We deal direct through the co-op. Brokers, you can pay them a commission anywhere from 0.5% up to 5% is kind of the range that I got. So we pay $1.5 million in premium, so you could see where you could pay anywhere from 20 to 30, 40, 50, 60 thousand, mm-hmm. depending on the quote you'd get. So we forego that cost, which is a good thing, but it's a little frustrating you don't get the service probably that a broker would. The broker would be here explaining all this stuff. He lives it every day. And so anyway, the Wilmer Utilities pays 100% of a single and fully funds the $2,600 in the Viva, no cost. For a family, they pay $50 a month under one plan and put nothing in the Viva, or they have a $500 copay on insurance, and then they put $5,200 in the Viva. And down below, the second box is putting the City of Wilmer rates in. Our rates are for a single in 2017 are $505.50. The annual premium is $6,666. And so this is, I'm just comparing to the utilities. If the employer paid 100% of the employee's premium plus fully funded Aviva $2,600, that would be a monthly payment of $722.17. And right now, the family premium it will be $505.50, so it kind of gives you an idea.
That's a single.
Yeah.
Family mm-hmm. would be $1,410.
Yep. And so anyway, I'll just go through this and then we'll come back. Single coverage, the city would propose to pay 100% of the single up to a maximum of $505 and contribute $2,600 into a Viva if you wanted to do like the utilities. The one thing I put in here, you know, what is the benefit for the city? I put maximum, so perhaps you could say that $505.50 is the maximum contribution that would go forward. The idea, concept of having a Viva is that people are mindful of using the medical facilities, and hopefully premiums will go down and not up. So it would be if employees are doing their due diligence as much as they can, hopefully it would go down rather than up or stay the same. And then the family coverage, the city will pay 100% of the family less the single coverage. And in this case, single coverage is that $505.50 and contribute $5,200 into a Viva or HSA account. And then the alternative would be that the city would pay 95% of family coverage. And so the employee would have 5% copay, but the city would not contribute to a Viva or HSA. But the employee could put money into a Viva, you know, to help pay for deductibles. And so there's a better form on the back that can help us understand some of the costs. And once again, I'll kind of go through quick and then we'll come back. Legal, talked to, you know, our attorney, and he said that, you know, he'd recommend having a memorandum of understanding with each union, you know, saying that this is available to them. The city contribution, as you know, the city and employees share in increases, so this walks us through the steps. So the family copay is going up from $211 to $224.25. So the maximum that a family would pay would be that $1,455.75.
The maximum city contribution.
Yeah, city contribution, right. So there, I put just some bullets to think about, you know, what are the benefits and maybe drawbacks. The city, I should just say, we have, this would be the fourth health plan that we offer. Hopefully we can educate employees on that double gold so that there's no use paying the extra $1,600 a year for a little bit of paperwork. And once they understand that, hopefully that would help. Preventative care on these HSAs, is a lot of it's covered. So, you know, they want you to go to the doctor for the little stuff that doesn't hit your deductible.
Is there dental in here too?
No.
Okay.
No. One size does not fit all. What's good for one is obviously not good for everybody. There is a savings when employees migrate to a single plan. Obviously, it's about a little over $800 if there's an incentive for people to move to a single plan.
So this will be our fourth plan.
Yes.
And are we going to try to ratchet out one of the other three or two of the other three somewhere down the line, besides the double goal that you spoke about?
You know, I mean that's up. Our contract says as long as 10 employees are on it, that we will maintain it. So.
Okay. There was double goal 12 single and 25 family on it.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
So if we can go to this last page here, what I've laid out are three scenarios. The first one is just what we saw with same as Wilmer Municipal Utilities. Again, for Sean, I'll just say that Wilmer Municipal Utilities pays 100% of the single premium plus contributes $2,600, the full amount, towards the VEBA. So there, it becomes a no-deductible plan. The cost for that is $722.17 for us. This is using our numbers here. On the front, there was an analysis of what Wilmer Municipal Utilities
is proposing. The second one is the city's proposal, or that he's submitting to us.
So, again, the city pay, or the Wilmer Utilities pays 100% of the single premium and fully funds the $2,600 VEBA. On the family, they have two options. They basically, the family rate that is the difference between family minus single. So in on the front there, the rate that they Wilmer Utilities pays is $500 a month, and so for a single, so then family premium $1,510 minus $500 a month is what they fund, and then they fully fund the $5,200 for the VEBA. That's one family mechanism. Then the second one is they pay basically 95% of the family premium, but they don't contribute to the VEBA.
HSA. Yeah.
Or HSA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I worked with Dennis and we came up with, we had the one other option, but I added one here. Option number two is right now we contribute, let me look at the number here, $224.25. That's what a family pays and will pay in 2017. So this would say that a family would pay that $224.25 as their copay for insurance. We would fully fund the VEBA. And then as you migrate over to the right, you can see increased cost for the city. For the single, it's $123.17, and the family would be $163.33. And so if 25% of the singles migrated to this plan, it would be an additional $14,000 a year. And if 25% of the families, it would be $35,770.
Per year.
Yep. And then the other alternative down on the bottom, basically that would be the city would pay 95% of the family and 5% copay by the employee with no contribution going into the VEBA or HSA. But the employee could voluntarily put money into the HSA.
Questions? Yes. Under your contract, do you have HSAs and VEBAs out of the college?
VEBA, no. But we have HSAs, but those are optional pieces that the employee can put dollars in, which is what is demonstrated in the blue line. And there are limits that the employees can put in, and basically those limits are set that all employees have to agree to a volume that you can pay into that.
So how are we going to sell this? Who's going to sell us so we can get, well, is there a minimum amount people that have to be in to have a VEBA and HSA? What's the number?
Our number is really 10, but we have flexibility in that, I think, the first year.
Who's going to sell this to?
Well,
Dennis?
No, that's a really good question. I mean, Larry has been pretty kind in saying getting the information is difficult. I don't think we want the Blue Cross and Blue Shield guy here to explain it, Gene Toole. I mean, we remember him from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to work with him last year and went in a circle.
I met a couple brokers, and I think that we could either hire a broker to represent us on a commission, or else maybe I could work hourly rate or some stipend for them to come in and educate our employees on this.
It's really important that we educate them. We're not necessarily selling them, we're educating them that with the advantages, and you know, this isn't going to work for everybody, but it will work for some people very well. But we have to educate them, and they have to believe and trust the person that they're dealing with. And we gotta get after that, you know, fairly soon, no later than October.
Maybe Sean could sell it. are you using HSA out there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are, and it's been an advantage for you, so you understand it?
It's just another thing to invest your money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's yours.
Right, it's yours, but I mean, you have to understand what it's used for. I mean, you have options, and we have a, where I'm at, we have a standard retirement, and then we have a supplemental retirement that, you know, we have these matches, and those things are very good. And so what they had to do is try to do something comparable with insurance, but we have very good insurance for the state. I mean, it's very different. Mm-hmm. But this other piece is added because, you know, it was just another thing where you can put your money tax-free in and take it tax-free out for health costs later. I mean, it's an option, it's not a requirement. And there, it's not the employer putting the money into it. It's the employee putting the money into it, exclusively where I'm at.
And it's used for deductibles, basically?
Yeah, well, you can use it for deductibles. You can use it for any medical stuff that qualifies. There's a lot of stuff that can qualify for HSA payments.
So you have two
glasses
choices.
And
you have two choices at the state? The HSA and or not HSA?
Yeah, you can. It's just another thing you can. It's an investment piece that you can put your money into, tax free. Take it out tax free to pay for medical expenses.
But I mean, you have. This would be a fourth choice if we offer this. It would be four different policies that would be offering that.
Wilmer Utilities just has the HSA VEBAs. The county just has four different HSA VEBA plans at variable deductibles. So. The co-op said that we were unusual in that we didn't have a VEBA or HSA at all, let alone, you know, it seems like there's a migration to everybody going to that.
Mm-hmm. And they got to be sold on it or someone.
But these are where we're putting dollars into HSA plans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And then the last one down there, let me just go over that. The single instead of fully funding the HSA at $2,600, it would be 80% of that or $2,080. And that that's the only difference compared to number one.
And the family stayed the same.
Right.
And what's the benefit of that? I mean, the blue option you have here where we pay, you said 80%.
Well, in the green...
you're paying 100%.
The family, obviously, or the single, obviously wins. I mean, it's seems to be better than the family. As you can see, we would increase that what we pay for a family to $123.17 a month, and actually there'd be a decrease in the family premium of $117. And so
the benefit is to the city then, if we're looking at the cost savings, either increase or decrease. So that's why the blue option is there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But if you don't have a good enough plan, you're not going to get the employees to go to it.
Okay. And
Well, I am. I'm actually thinking, I mean, a lot of this comes with the demographics of who our employees are. I mean, that's what it's going to boil down to. Because if you're...
Age?
Absolutely. And if you're single or married with family and all that stuff matters. You know, for me, when I started the college, having a HSA would have... It doesn't matter to me. I don't have any medical expenses, and they would just accumulate for when I retire. I mean, it didn't make any sense. But if you have families, in particular, if you have families where you have a couple kids that need eyeglasses, and you've got your—I mean, all of a sudden that matters because you can tap into that. So, I mean, it's all going to matter on the demographics. Once you shift and move it around, you're going to—the demographics matter of who's going to be wanting to do this. Yeah.
One size doesn't fit all.
Absolutely. And
so there are some employees that you'll never get them away. Maybe they'll just continue to that double gold and be. We were just saying earlier that the people that are using the double gold, they are losing about $1,600 because it's just the convenience of not doing a little paperwork.
I suppose, yeah.
And so if we could educate them and get them to migrate, but as a group, having them, those 37 people, each contribute some extra dollars to the good of the other members in the group, our loss ratios are better. So they're donating to the cause.
Have any of these been floated out there amongst any people in the city that these are some options people are looking
at? I've just been working internally with staff, you know, to get, I wanted to get some direction from you guys.
Well, the staff you're working with, even, have they looked at these and say, you know, if you had to put yourself in one of these scenarios, what would work for you? Because it is very individual.
Yep.
Because it's hard. I'm sitting here. It's hard to get your finger on the pulse of which of these plans would be.
I shared it with both Janelle and Steve. So please.
I don't want to put them on the spot.
No,
but
I'm put them on the spot.
Oh, another middle. Yes, I don't have that middle one.
Yes.
Steve knows a lot more than I didn't really look it over as much as him. He can speak.
What would Steve do?
I'd rather not say right now.
There you go.
How about your employees?
Again, it depends on the individuals that are involved, and not knowing what their personal circumstances are, I really can't comment on what they would do.
Would
the
all
individual
be?
Standpoints, I mean, the single premiums are look very favorable.
And say if you were single and young, or you said your spouse had insurance and you had no children, then you'd jump on.
I don't think that we can or should make a decision tonight, but you know, maybe Larry could talk to Kevin and Steve and a few people, and I mean, if we're really, really missing the boat, we should know that. I don't think we are, but it is very, very individual.
Well, it depends which one of these you're looking at, though. I mean, if you want to ask employees, you need to have a plan picked out.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can be an individual like me, and I pay $990 a month, $5,000 deductible.
Ooh.
And then Blue Cross Blue Shield tells me I'm done end of December because they're pulling off.
Yeah.
So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So. Could be worse. You could just say, we're going to give you $600 a month. You go get your own insurance.
Ooh.
That's what we did.
I mean, savers. That's what's killing our country is health insurance.
Bet it is. Health insurance and costs.
At least the private sector.
Yeah, I can't wait for Medicare to come.
Yeah.
But then I'm older. That's not good either.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, do we have a appetite of what direction you want to go with this?
You didn't check with the transit system, because they're dealing with this right now with Renville and Meeker and their union too.
Yeah.
And I know they talked with the co-op.
Are they separate, or do they have the county plan?
No, they have their own plan.
Oh, their own plan?
Yeah.
So will it be one plan for all three of them?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
Larry, did you already cover this? Utilities, you know, you have these as this top bank. How many of their employees are on that?
That's the only option they have.
It's the only option they have?
Yeah.
So they're all on it? And any feedback from that? Positive, negative, otherwise?
I think, if I may,
yeah.
When we tried to institute this 8 years ago or whatever, and we weren't successful, they were. And I think since that time, people have migrated off from the regular insurance to this. Now, there may be some people that weren't happy with it, but I think that's the way it's gone. And I can also tell you, at the library, we put in the VEBA about 6 years ago, and the same thing is happening. People are going off the insured plans and going to the VEBA. After people learn the advantages of it, they tend to go to it.
We did it at the school district too, and that's the same thing. But again, it'd be interesting to know, and I can probably find out here. Obviously, I'm in the utilities, but what's the demographic there of all of those that are happy with the situation there? Because again, that's a piece that's fairly unknown right now, I think, in our discussion.
Well, if I could interject, Mr. Chairman, Larry, you know, included in the packet there, you know, the demographics of how many are on family or how many are on single.
Right.
So that would give you that makeup
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
some of the items that we've discussed in the past is how many are, you know, closer to Medicare or on the latter side of retirement,
this
and that's about 40% of the workforce. So.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't fit if someone has some sort of a major medical problem with a family member. You know, with
we have so many on this double goal that they're not getting the full value out of there.
Right. They need to be educated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
and they still may want to stay with it for whatever reason, but
who pays that extra money then?
They do.
They do.
They do.
That's why he's saying they lose.
They're losing $1,600 bucks
a year.
I mean, the city would pay the same amount to
yeah.
other plans.
So. Yeah. But the employees are losing.
Looks like we got a lot of families. 48 and 25.
It's 73.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the money you put into an account, that's the max they can put in then is $2,600?
The city would put $2,600 in their, and their choice, VEBA or HSA.
Yeah.
If they put it in the VEBA, then they can still put $3,200 of their own or
okay.
60, they can still fund.
With family.
Yeah.
They I know can, with mine yeah. it's $4,000, but I'm old, they said, so.
The employee can't put money in a VEBA, but they can put it in an HSA.
And how? What's the maximum that you can put in an HSA? I know I saw that somewhere.
I think it's 30, like 32 single, double that for family.
Okay.
It's basically a retirement
tax deferred.
Tax deferred.
Exactly.
Can I ask you two? To educate the employees, is Gene Toole the answer or not?
Gene Toole has been at a group meeting where representatives of all the bargaining groups were at once already. I mean, when we were looking at all the different options.
This year, you mean, or when this
it was last year.
Okay.
And, I mean, the representatives seem to ask questions and understand the responses, I guess. There was multiple different plans that were discussed at the time. It's not as focused as what this would be.
Well, the only reason that it comes up is in negotiations, business agents say that Gene is problematic. Now, if that's not the employee perception, I mean, we need to know that.
Their business agents were at the meeting as well, along with their, I would assume that they were all, I'm trying to think, their union reps, their bargaining people.
Okay.
But not the employees, just union reps
right.
were there?
Right, okay. Just their representatives were there.
And he's the guy just for Blue Cross, Blue Shield?
He was here, oh, you weren't at the labor.
Yeah, he was here.
He sat down here and talked to us for an hour.
Because the co-op, they have people too that'll come.
I thought so.
Because they've been to mid-Minnesota and they've mm-hmm. been to CAD.
Yep. So. We did have a meeting with them here and you know, they're a resource. I think if I could find one of the brokers that would lend some time, either for little compensation, could be a game changer. Right now there's, you know, I keep hearing that there's a lack of trust over insurance, and if the city said this is a really good plan, then the employees would probably want to go over here, just because of the trust.
Vice versa, then.
And it's like we're trying to sell them something that isn't good, and I'm just being candid.
Mm-hmm. And we're not, because in many cases it's going to cost us money.
I mean, we could bring in call it a little focus group of each of the groups and get some feelings from them.
You've got that insurance group, don't you? Is that still functioning?
Mm-hmm. How many are on it? Four or five?
No, I'm sure there's representatives from all the different collective bargaining. I mean, I don't think that was the group that, it could have been the group that met with Gene, which is basically the union collective the reps.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't met for some time that I had never been on it, so I don't know.
Anyway, as you wish. Yep. I think yeah. it would be a good idea to at least talk to them and say, how can we
not have to make kind of a decision of which way you're leaning to go before you can present it to the employees?
How about we have someone from utilities speak to them? Since they're all on it.
Yeah, I mean, we could do that.
This is a hospital for the
utilities.
Exactly. Self-insured?
I don't remember what the hospital is.
The hospital has a VIBA plan, too. And
good participation?
That might be the only plans they have, is our VIBAs. Most entities have migrated there.
Well, if this feeling is between the effect camp. Between the city and the employer that exists, maybe best to have a utilities. Explain it to them and say, hey, everybody's on it. And there's a reason.
Well, but everybody's on it over there too, but because they somehow don't have other plans. And I'm not sure who, if anybody knows the history. I tried to find out a little bit of that, whether, you know.
Didn't that happen 8 years ago too?
Well, I don't know when they dropped their last insured plan, but they put the VIBAs, HSAs, about 8 years ago. It's whenever we tried to do the same thing, didn't it? I'm guessing. Maybe it was, damn, I don't know, 8 seemed like a reasonable number.
If we did option one, is there a way in the future of merging the two utilities with city employees in a one group? For better rates later.
That's a smart idea.
We're all a part of the same cooperative. We're just a subgroup, and
well, I know, but when you put them, can you assemble the pieces together?
You know, their family is $100 a month higher than ours, and our single is $7. Well, that's last year's rate. So, we're a little better history than them, but I don't know the dynamics of why these are all. We're one of the bigger groups in the co-op. There's like we're one of the top 10 larger groups in the co-op. They're about half of our size.
If
sure,
yeah. If I had to pick tonight, I'd go with option 3.
The blue.
Mm-hmm. But you know, we need to figure this out a little bit. Make sure we're not missing the boat.
I mean, I was looking at the blue option myself.
Well, the number one, us. The number one option, the families will feel they're getting the short end of the stick.
But are they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I would say that most would crunch the numbers would say, gosh, singles get a better deal. The number two option is the most expensive. You're mm-hmm. taking care of that disparity, you might say. The number three is lowering down the single plan to that 80% of the 2600. So even though the families aren't getting anything different than green, they would feel less disparity maybe.
I just wish they all knew how much of a benefit this really is. I mean, it's in my business and Rick's, this is huge. If somebody would do this for me or for my guys, I mean, the private sector is really struggling with health insurance. I mean, it is just.
Explain again why you think the families would feel like they get the shaft, comparing one to blue. Aren't those laid out just about identical?
Well, they're the same as utilities,
right?
The way it's laid out.
Yeah.
But just that one of the families' options is they would pay a single premium as copay. And then that's $500 a month, that's $6,000, and then they get $5,200 in their VEBA account.
Right.
And the other option, the city would pay, say, 95% of the premium, so they'd only have a $5% copay. But then nothing in the VEBA, but they could fund that themselves. And when you crunch the numbers, and Steve, you can articulate this probably better than I can.
Well, I don't see any difference between option 1 and 3 on the family side. The only difference is on the single side.
Right.
That's right. That's what
you mean. So, I mean.
It's just lowering the bar on the single to.
So from a family's perspective, I don't know.
It's a wash, isn't it?
Other than, the single is getting a little less under option 3.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And I don't know if that's necessarily the wrong strategy to go. I mean, typically singles probably require less, but that has just, again, mm-hmm. there's all kinds of dynamics in there that are up in the air.
But if someone can migrate from a family to a single, the city saves $800 a month, and then maybe the spouse has insurance elsewhere, and then in some case, if you had a parent and a child, maybe it's cheaper to get the insurance, a secondary insurance somewhere else. So everybody has a different need for where they are.
Yes.
Can you use your HSA or VEBA money to pay a spouse's health insurance premiums to another company?
That's a good question. Can you do that?
HSAs, I believe you can. VEBAs, I'm not 100% sure.
You probably can't.
VEBAs, I know, like VEBAs, I don't think you can. They're usually not like I or some of those where HSAs are more coverages on those too.
Yes.
Do we know how many of the 38 singles on here are married?
I don't.
Opt out of the.
We have that information, but it's private data. We won't be able to share it with you.
The private data?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. People's coverage status. And personal things are private data.
Committee, what do you want to do?
I think we take it for information.
Okay.
But I think we ask Larry to talk to some folks. But time is getting kind of short too. Mm-hmm. I mean, open enrollment will be in November sometime, November into December. We need to have meetings with the employees probably in October.
At least.
Because, you know, there might be an initial meeting and then they'll say, okay, now you bring me all of your medical bills or, you know, so it might, you know, there may be repeat meetings with people and...
I think they want us to pick our plans by October 15th, the plan itself, and that's not their enrollment.
Yeah, I'm more worried about the educational part of it because we didn't do a good job last time.
Well, I'll figure out the educational part. And it's a matter of if you need more input on which plan here or how you want to go about that.
Well, maybe we should pick one, two, three.
So, I mean, because in there's some different principles of how you want the money to go in the three plans. You know, and we're looking at, you know, we've talked now about one and three a little bit more than two. And you see that the family coverage is not different between one and three, but there's a little change in the singles. But it is something, too, is that something that is not palatable? And if not, why? And maybe we're getting close to a direction that...
Well, from an employee's standpoint, I mean, the copay is going from $6,600 down to $2,691 on the premium. And the families, I would think, would feel pretty good about that.
Sure.
There wouldn't be.
And I don't know if we can figure this out, but the maximum out-of-pocket expense for a single, one versus three, I think, if I figured this out about right, with option three, the maximum out-of-pocket expense on a calendar year would be about the same as what they have now, I think.
A little
bit less?
A little better, I think.
A little better? I think. That was...
I'm looking to see if Steve is doing any calculations. I know money guys do that. Is he well, accurate?
I mean, it would cost them if... Okay, now, if you qualify that for me, because I know what you're saying there. If they reach their deductible.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
In order to reach the deductible under the traditional plan of $1,000, $3,000, a single is $1,000 out of pocket, they'd have to incur $5,000 in medical costs in order to reach that, because it's the first $100, 80-20 after that.
Okay.
Under this scenario, they'd have $520 if they reached, but it's first dollar, so it's a first $2,600. That they're going to pay right up off front, and then the VIVA would cover that up to $520, all but $520 of it. So the dynamics of it are, if you incur the $2,080 that the city is proposing to put into the VIVA here, that's all going to go towards medical because it's the first dollar coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, to reach the 5,000, let's say they both incur 5,000, they would be $480 better off under this plan than the current traditional. If they incurred the same $5,000 in medical costs.
Yeah.
So then the question is that worth the risk to move from a regular plan?
Why wouldn't it? I don't understand.
If you know you're going to reach $5,000 in medical costs, it would be. If you are uncertain, you may not reach that $1,000 deductible. I mean, it's if you look at the 520, you know, that changes the dynamics a little bit. So, I mean, you have to know your own personal circumstances.
Exactly. But they also have money in the bank.
That's just what I was going to say.
If they don't reach it.
Yeah, if they don't reach it, they've got that they didn't spend it, but here in this case they've got it in the HSA.
But they're not spending it if they don't reach the deductible on the $1,000, $3,000 either. I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's personal circumstances, and knowing what their medical bills are also affect on it would be people who itemize, if they reach the percentage that they can itemize, or if that knocks them out of that percentage as well, and now they can no longer itemize. It's all a tax. Personal circumstances.
So this is a very moving target.
Yeah, it is. Where are we going to go?
Because I just don't know what you're going to get from fact-finding. I mean, because I think you're going to get very much veiled responses, and people are going to not probably share with it, because there's a lot of personal information that I don't know if they're going to be really readily able to share.
I think what has to be remembered here is that you have to look at the long-term goal of trying to contain or reduce health insurance premiums, and to do that it may cost up front to reach the long-term goal. Mm-hmm. It may cost more up front to reach long-term goal.
I do think with the suspicion out there, if you deviate from what the utilities is doing, then it's going to raise question marks. Why are we different? So from that perspective.
Well, and that's why, with just what you just said, that's why the blue option to me seems like a logical move if that's the case, because you're going to get the same family coverage reports from those employees that you have here. And what's going to happen is this would be the benefit in the thing we just had a conversation about singles. It can be a benefit here, it can be this, and throw it and let the chips fall where they may.
A single would look at the green option if they're comparing themselves to the utilities.
The green is the same.
But
the employees won't get three options. I mean, we have to pick the option.
Which one?
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to have them reference back to the utilities, you either go with the green or go with the blue and explain the single difference with the blue one. Mm-hmm. The family one, I think that's going to be, you're going to get the same report no matter which way you go. So are we going to do some fact-finding and polling, or are you thinking about jumping on an option and see and let the chips fall where they may, or where are we going?
Can you, who's in favor of the what the utilities offer straight up? Can you ask that?
Are you asking this committee that? We can certainly ask. I don't know. Are we ever ready to make that kind of a choice? I don't know.
You can go with two choices, right?
Yeah. Well, we're going to end up with one though.
One of these three. One of these three.
The family, you know, and once again, we're just patterning after utilities to have those two family options. One is, you know, sticking $5,200 in Aviva, and I'm not sure on why a family would choose one or the other. Does anybody understand that?
Well,
Aviva versus HSA, you mean?
Well, the city paying 95% of the premium, them paying 5% and nothing in Aviva versus them being charged $500 a month, a single premium. And then having $5,200 in the
as a family, yeah.
Depends what your spouse does, I suppose, and where if you have other insurance. Because my insurance covers everything. My wife puts all her money in an HSA.
Oh, sure, sure. That makes sense.
Why not?
Exactly. So again, it's going to depend.
Every family's going to be different.
Jeez. But it appears to be working at the utilities. And like you said, it's the only option they have, but we haven't heard anybody saying this is bad, because they used to have policies just like we did.
Well, I've said what my preference is. But if we're not ready to make that decision, I think that's fine. You know, but it's kind of laid out here for us.
It is. My fear is, if we kick it down the road, that time frame becomes less and less, and that information piece becomes less and less. And then you run the risk that, I mean, it doesn't matter even if we do all our homework, if we don't give them enough time to digest it and do that information, we're going to lose. And I don't know if these are radically different enough that, I mean, is one going to really be appealing more than the other?
Well, obviously, the number two would be the most appealing across the board.
Most expensive.
Then the next one would be the option one, and then the one that would
save us the most.
Save us the most would
is the blue option.
Save us or cost us the most, one, however you want to say that, yeah.
And it's not a huge dollar amount. Now, we have to remember that's assuming 25% participation.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not looking at a huge dollar amount difference between
one and three.
Yeah.
No.
Did somebody state earlier that most government entities and hospitals and utilities are going toward this?
Like just say,
including
well, we're not out of the college.
No, but HSA.
Yeah.
The county, that's all they have is four HSA plans. School has HSAs and VBAs. Mm-hmm. And the trend now is whereas utilities has a separate VBA and a separate HSA, now they're just combined.
One.
Yeah.
HSA / VBA.
They, mm-hmm. What they do is take some of the requirements, like with if you have the fifth quarter, sometimes you can save your whatever you incur in medical expenses in the last quarter of the year, you can apply that to the next calendar year. Well, in order to have a VBA HSA account, you can't have that coverage. So then they narrow down to meet the requirements of both programs. And so now here with what we're proposing, and each employee can say, I want it to go here or there. It's one plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's going to be sold because the utilities have it, then it's probably the green.
There is perhaps, given the history, perhaps, you know, they're going, of course you're going to go with the blue, and that's why you do that all the time. We're going with the cheapest plan, and we're not going to go with the Cadillac plan. Maybe you hit it down the middle and do that, and you have testimonials perhaps from the utilities. I just don't know the individual circumstances. Are you going to get really positive feedback out of that? But to me, you know, we've kind of, I think we all know how these are laid out, and maybe we don't get the best for the city, and maybe we don't get the absolute best for the employee. Maybe we hit somewhere in the middle, and maybe that's palatable. I don't know. But
we're not locked in forever either. You know, there'll be a renewal in a year.
And if you miss the mark, you get.
I think it would be difficult to go backwards in a year.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's looking for some stability, though, too. They're not going to want to see a lot of changes.
Well, the minute you bring up a change, you go, wait a minute, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you can answer that in a positive way, then they're more susceptible to change. But it's no different than the building code, so we can have a change. Wait a minute.
Well, Gene said we're one of the few that haven't done this yet, so.
Yeah. It's time. There's no doubt in it. It should be our goal to like the utilities, to have everybody on it. And you get this one plan, and Tim's been pushing that ever since he's been on the council. I mean, the state of Minnesota has one plan. Governor and the janitor are in the same plan. And it really makes a lot of sense. Everybody's been treated exactly the same. Well, I'm open to the green part, if that be the case. I mean,
I'm not going to fall on a sword.
Quite yet.
For green is fine. Should we have a motion?
If we're going to do this, we probably should have a motion if we're going to be moving it forward. Otherwise, we're kicking the can down a couple more weeks. And we
agree with you.
Yeah.
It's just as time gets kind of compressed.
Yep. I mean, and I know that obviously option two, it gets more people off of it, but I don't know if the expense is worth it, and will they get off of it? I don't even know. That's the unknown.
I'll move. We'll go with option one.
in that move.
There's a motion to move forward with option one, VEBA HSA scenario, similar to Wilmer Municipal Utilities. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carries, we'll move that to council then.
Yeah, on the 6th.
Yep. With an information blitzkrieg to follow. All right.
And I'll reach out to maybe a broker or some other expertise to, for education.
Yeah, if necessary. If you think that's necessary, we can talk about that. City clerk and human resource update.
Just still advertising through the end of the month. We don't have a lot of applications, but usually that last 2-3 days is when they come in, and then we'll move it as quickly as we can.
All right. Is there anything? I know Chairman Ahman told me to bring up, and I will. It's not on the agenda, so I'll add the item. Is he was talking about goals for. He was talking specifically about this committee. I know he think he shared it with you as well. What are the goals for the Labor Committee? And should we forward these things to start talking about some planning and not leaving the weekend where we had a retreat and we isolated pieces to keep moving forward? He was talking primarily from this committee's standpoint. I would imagine this is probably something that should be broader with including the other committees. But he said we don't have to move on this today, but he wanted that to, on the agenda to start you thinking about what are those goals we talked about at the retreat, or are there some sitting on a back burner that we want to forward and keep working on and moving forward as a city, moving forward with these goals as it would pertain to labor. He did not give me any examples specifically, but I told him I would bring it up and see what the committee thought about that and what's the appetite for looking at those things moving forward and keeping those goals in the forefront. You can add if
I think it'd be nice if we could plan a date for a retreat in the first part of the year so that we have three new council members that are going to come on. We don't know who they are, but it sure be nice to start the year off with some consensus building on what are the priorities. From a staff perspective, I would really appreciate that.
Yep.
I think one of the other things that he was concerned about is goals that we have out there now. You know, sometimes they kind of get lost. And where are we on various goals, projects, and that sort of thing? He talked to me about that. I know he doesn't think that Larry's got goals, but we've had some overall goals. We've had, you know, reports and stuff like that kind of sit there. We don't know where we are on it. Maybe we're working on it. We don't know. He brought up the bar report. I mean, that was the night of after the flood. The bar report is our stormwater.
Right.
So anyway, that's just things to think about. I think that he was mentioned to me.
A lot of them get put on a shelf. The bar report's sitting on a shelf back there. Our retreat is just sitting on a shelf, and there's no action plan for some of these goals. And if you're going to have a goal, and there's many different types of goals, but there's one goal is how we function. You can always do better, but we need to write it down, how we function. Business model that our city is using, I don't look at it as being a very good business model. One of the reasons is we don't have these goals, there's an action plan. And you can have too many goals, you know, if you can have three or four, and compress it down to just a few, and then say, okay, what are we going to do? And then really do it. I agree with Steve. I mean, we meet, set the goals, then we leave, and then we expect someone else, you go do it, you know. And I also think that you being new, the administrator, should set some goals, whether it's goals for the council or the city as a whole. I mean, you come in and you've already, you know, tried to do this, and say, I think we should be trying to do this, and then that's something we can evaluate. after 3 months, 6 months, or 1 year. As Larry said, this is the goal. This is a goal right here. This is one. And we need to get on it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of them, and maybe what Steve's getting at, you know, we have the Eagle Lakes Sewer District, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of these things that are just kind of rolling along. They're in progress, but sometimes they take years to evolve. Mm-hmm. And maybe we could spend a few minutes at the September 6th retreat and just, I could list some of those things out there and make sure you guys are all nodding that those are things that are appropriate to be working on, and then we should build a consensus that you guys want me to arrange for some kind of a planning session in January where we all get together and move.
Well, and I would say we can't get ourselves off the hook either. We need to have clear goals as a council as well, and that may be lacking as well, because that would add a lot of direction to other departments and so on, saying, oh, the council thinks these are their goals, because we don't have those either. So I'm not going to let us off the hook. We probably need to come up with some goals ourselves as well. And then you can see, do they dovetail together? And where we have that, we can move those forward with some synergy. I think that's a way to look at it, because mm-hmm. you know, we kind of all just kind of put everything on the shelf.
It's so easy to do.
Yep. So I think we'll continue the conversation. We'll put it on the next agenda, so it's on there, so it's kind of a reminder. And I think I will have done my due diligence in making sure that it was brought up here.
And then we'll put it a little on the workshop coming up. We'll try and spend a little
perfect
time on it.
Do you need these back?
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
Is there any other business that needs to come before the Labor Committee this evening? Hearing none, I'll entertain a... I already got one.
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Well, thanks, everybody. That's very helpful.
Good. Apologize for being late, but I started teaching again this term just started, and on Wednesdays I...